Hey, Sephra, what I wanted to discuss with you today is a topic related to Rosh Hashanah, Erev Rosh Hashanah in particular, and this year in particular. And as we know, Shemitah is coming up. That according to the standard calculation, the year 5782 is Shemitah. When I say according to the standard calculation, it's not at all pashut that this is the Shemitah year, but the Beis Yosef, the Rambam, tells us in Kolshen Mishpat and Siman Samach Zayin when Shemitah is, and the calculation of Shemitah is based on that. This is a calculation that's been mekubal by Klal Yisrael that we assume that 5782 is Shemitah. So one of the issues that's involved is that we're missing 150 years in Jewish history. Another issue that's involved is just like a question of calculating Shemitah in the absence of Yovel. You're supposed to have a year 50. When there's no year 50, do you just do 49 and then go back to one, or do you still count the blank year? Right? So it's not so clear that this coming year is Shemitah, but again, Klal Yisrael has been mekabel that 5782 is going to be Shemitah. So far, so good? There's an Machlokas, although some of the Gaonim and Paskim the other way. Again, it's not abundantly clear. I mean, like the Beis Halevi, one of his tshuvas, the Beis Halevi was opposed to the Heter Mechira, and one of his tshuvas, the Beis Halevi writes that maybe you don't need a Heter Mechira at all, because who says that, let's say, 1889 in that context?
Hey, go ahead.
Okay, so that's the issue that.
All right, yeah. Thank you.
Again? That's an issue that comes up in that segment. Part of Shemitah is the din of Shemitah's Ksafim. Shemitah means that we do not work the land, and Shemitah's Ksafim means that we Shemitah's Ksafim means that we nullify all the debts. Which means that if Reuven owes Shimon money, Shemitah comes and Shemitah says that, you know what, Reuven, you don't have to pay the money to Shimon. Shemitah cancels the debts. That's the Psukim in Parshas Re'eh. Right? The Psukim say, etc. And we paskin that miketz sheva shanim tasa shmita, which means that ein hashviyas mishametas el lavasov, which means that the loans will be canceled at the end of this coming year, the end of 5782, Erev Rosh Hashanah. This time, a year from now, that's when the loans are going to be canceled. That is normative standard Judaism. However, there is a rush. The Rush tells us in Maseches Gittin in Perek Daled, Simen Yudches. The Rush quotes a Tosefta, Emosai Kosim Prisbo, Erev Rosh Hashanah Shoshvius. According to the Rush, the Prisbo is written Erev Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah. That means like a few days from now, no? According to the Rush, you write the Prisbo in 5781 before Shemitah. The Rush writes that this is a Tosefta. It happens that there are many Rishonim who have a different text in the Tosefta. If you look at the Ramban that I have over here on page two, the Ramban writes that the Lashon of the Tosefta is Shekach Matina b'Tosefta Kosem Prisba Erev Rosh Hashanah Shemotzei. Right, so the Ramban has a different Girsa in the Tosefta. I'll go for the scholars among us. In the Lieberman edition of the Tosefta, the text is like the Rush. They write a Prisbo Erev Rosh Hashanah of Shvius. The Rush tells me in Simen Chaf, the bottom of page one, the fact that we do not write a Prisbo in Shemitah, Afal Pisha Eina Mishametes Ela B'Seifa, right? The Rush agrees that the loan is going to be canceled at the end of the year. Meaning a year from now, 5782 going into 5783. The fact that we write a Prisbo now rather than a year from now. Nira lafar shatam, al pi hamikra os, miketz sheva shanim taseh shmita, v'zeh dvar hashmita, shemot kol ba'al mashe yado, mipashte dekra yalfinon, ve'en shreis mishametes al besofa, kiniksev miketz sheva shanim. Pasha pshat in the pasuk is that shmita cancels the debt at the end of the year. Right, miketz sheva shanim, v'zeh dvar hashmita, she'eno ela besof, Hasheva shemot kol ba'al mashe yado. Aval miyad kishe hischila shnas hashmita, ein pesim bodkin lukvos shumcho, migam hamalve ba'atzmo ein lo ligos halove, kedichsev lo yigos esereve, lo yigos es achiv ve'esre eyo, I ask the pasuk backwards, ki kara shmita la Hashem, miyad shenichnisa hashmita lo yigos. Zot the Rosh, that the Torah writes, Lo yigos esrei ehu ki kara shmita la Hashem. I can't demand a chov because it's called shmita, meaning it began. Meaning, Zakhtar Rush, that there are tzvei dinim, right? It's Rush, a brisker Rush. There are two dinim in shmitas ksafim. There's the fact that the loan itself becomes batal, ulevutal, lo sharir, velo kayam, right? That the loan is nullified. And then there's another dimension, which is that I cannot demand the loan. Zot the Rosh, the second dimension of Shemitah, the second dimension that I cannot demand the loan, that sets in b'tchilas shnas hasheva. That sets in at the beginning of Shemitah. So therefore, according to the Rosh, there are two dinim. I can't demand the loan. And the fact that the loan is batal mevutal, and therefore, the Alter Rebbe writes in Shulchan Aruch. People know the Alter Rebbe. His yahrzeit was very recent, no? The 18th day of Elul, Mamish. The yahrzeit of the best in the Alter Rebbe. The birthday of the best in the yahrzeit of the Alter Rebbe. That's the way it is, right? Yud Chasel. Think Rav Moshe Weinberger gave his shiur in the Beis Medrash. He spent some time talking about Chayel. Right. So the Alter Rebbe writes in Shulchan Aruch that you should write your prosbul now before Shemitah begins. Because if I don't write my prosbul now, I will not be able to demand a chayiv during Shemitah. If I write my prosbul now, so then I have a right to demand my chayiv. That's what the Rosh seems to say.
The Rosh running into later. What other ramifications of the
cancel? Just speak louder.
What are the ramifications that are being canceled versus just not being able to claim it?
So the ramification is that in theory the chayv exists, right? So if I go and I violate the aver and I demand the money, you have to give it to me. As opposed to after Shemitah has gone. So if I demand the money from you, right, it's over. Right? You technically do not owe any money after Shemitah. But on Shemitah, I can't demand payment, but the money is still mine. That's the Rosh. That is the Alter Rebbe in Shulchan Aruch. However, the issue comes up as Zohi. The issue is, the Chassam Sofer writes, he was at the Pisvei Tshuva there in Chol Shemesh Batzim and Samach Zayin. That's where all the Din Mishmitas Kesafim appear in Shulchan Aruch. So Pisvei Tshuva quotes that the Chassam Sofer and Chol Shemesh Batzim and Nun. The Chassam Sofer was asked, should you be Machmir to write a prosbul before Shemitah? So he says, and they give you the Chassam Sofer. Funny Chassam Sofer, no? He writes to my Talmud, Mayor, I got your letter. It should be Fnei Gimel. Because of Leos Hashanah Azais, the year 564, which is going to be, 1240, that's like 1804. Right, since it's going to be a shenas shishis of Shemitah, according to the Ramo, class like the Ga'ainim, etc., 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 and you are choshish for the rush that you don't write a prusba once Shemitah entered. So the question is, my Talmud Mayor, you're asking a Shaila, should you write a prusba now? So he writes, Ano ubdi yadano shemari barabi achosid, masad var mafanai b'chad imi. The end of Tav Kuf Mem Dal. It should be Tav Kuf Mem Dal, probably not Tav Kuf Samach Dal. You can never trust Bari Lan, no? They mess up everything. Okay? Tav Kuf Mem Dal is 544. That would be 1784, right? That's probably more reasonable. Okay. So he says, Sam Seif says, I know that my Rebbe did a prisba with me and someone else. The end of 1784, going into 1785, which is the end of Shemitah. V'yadana, shaloi osa pruzo b'saif, 1783. Funny Sam Sefer. Says, I know that my Rebbe did not write a pruzo the end of year six, because I was with my Rebbe the whole time, and I knew motza'av u'mova'av. I knew when he goes out and when he comes back. I knew Mamish, everything about my Rebbe. So I know he didn't write a prisbo then. And therefore, he's basically saying, you know what, writing a prisbo, not necessary. Nonetheless, even though the rush has arrived from the Pasuk, the rush has arrived from the Pasuk is only because he had the Tosefta, according to his way, that you write the prisbo of Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah. Once you have the version of the Tosefta that Ramban has, that you write the Prisbo, Ev Rosh Hashanah Motzei Shvius, so then you won't interpret the Pasuk like the Rosh says. So there's a few points to make very quickly. First of all, Paskin and Halacha based on Pshuto Shel Mikra is an interesting point that this Rosh is doing. The Psalm Sefer says the Rosh didn't really mean to Paskin Halacha based on Sukkim. No? Generally speaking, the book of Halacha is.
He's explaining
the Pasuk. So the Sam Sefer says that the Rush doesn't really mean that he's learning from Pshuto Shel Mikra, although one could say that the Rush is learning from Pshuto Shel Mikra. To learn Halacha from Pshuto Shel Mikra itself is questionable. Do you get your Aravos from a river? Arve Nachal. The Torah puts a shita that you should get Arabas dafka from rivers. Mechayshish for Pshuto Shel Mikra. Right, we have a few examples of being chosheish for Pshuto Shel Mikra. The famous gra eating matzah all 7 days of Pesach. Right, Pshuto Shel Mikra. Is Pshuto Shel Mikra halachic? I don't know. Right, not so simple. It's a whole longer conversation, but the Rosh is saying it is. So the Chassam Sefer in this tshuva says, you really don't have to write a prisbal now. I know that my Rebbe, Reb Nosson Adler, is super duper frum. He didn't write a prisbal. Nonetheless, at the end of the tshuva of the Chassam Sefer, the way the Pesach tshuva quotes it in Siman Samach Zayin, is that the Chassam Sefer is saying, if you write a prisbal now, it's not yuhara. It's not considered gaifa, huari. If you write a prisbal now, it's going to be okay. Now, the problem is that there's a steer in the Chassam Sefer. In a different tshuva in the Chassam Sefer, in Chelek Or V'Chayim, Simen Tesvot, Ospeis, the Chassam Sefer, I don't give this to you on the source sheet because I didn't know it until this morning, but in Chelek, right, this source sheet I put together probably 7 years ago, before Shemitah, the last one, whenever it was, 2014. But the Chassam Sefer in Chelek Or V'Chayim, Simen Tesvot, he has a discussion about whether you're allowed to daven Nusach Sfard when you're wearing silk clothing. It's a ludicrous question, what Sam Sefer says. Like, what the heck are you talking about? So he says, if it's based on something Kabbalah, I don't know any Kabbalah. Nusach Sfard is really the Kabbalah of the Arizal. Some people know this stuff. If you know it, fine. You don't know it, whatever. My Rebbe, Nosson Adler, daven Nusach Sfard. My other Rebbe, the Hafloah, daven Nusach Sfard. But all of us in the base Medrash, we daven Nusach Frankfurt am Main, like down the street over there, right? That we daven regular Nusach Ashkenaz. We didn't daven Nusach Sfard. This is as for the Kodesh HaKadosh. That's what he writes in the Jew. Then he writes, at the end of the tshuva, that you should know my Rebbe Rav Nosson Adler was makbid on certain things. He was makbid not to call to the Torah when you read the pasuk lechem v'koli v'karma lo tochlo. He would not call to the Torah someone who was not makbid on the Isra Chadash. I remember in yeshiva years ago, Aaron Soloveitchik, Sephano Varacha, used to not allow someone who's not makbid on Chadash to serve as an aid kedusha. At Sally's wedding, Mayor Yaakov Soloveitchik's wedding, so the Eide Kedushin, I think Rabbi Moshe Meiselman and Rabbi Chaim Ilson or something. They needed to find two people who weren't related enough. Think about Rabbi Meiselman, but he's related to, maybe not, I forget already. He had two, Rabbi Chaim Ilson and someone else was Machbed on Kodosh. Had to be the Eide Kedushin. Rabbi Chaim Ilson Machbed on this. The Sam Sefer quotes in his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler, would not quote to the Torah someone who was not makbid on Chadash when you read that pasuk Kalachim Bekali Bekarmel. And Rav Nosson Adler would not quote to the Torah someone who did not write a prusbol during the Shemitah year, like Sam Sefer writes. He would not quote to the Torah to read the pasuk of Lo Yigil Sisrei Le'as Ochiv. He would not quote to the Torah someone who did not write a prusbol. So they ask Astira, what the heck's going on? On the one hand, you say that Rav Nosson Adler did not write a prism before Shemitah. How come he's not calling to the Torah someone, right, who did not write a prism? So in the Mokute Ha'aros and the Sam Sofer, they spend a lot of time on this kasha. And one mahalach is that the children of Sam Sofer is about somebody who wants to be very holy. The guy wants to daven the Sukh Svarit, right? Mamash holy. Right? The guy wants to keep Minhagim of Arizal. So for such a person, right, you should be Machmir even to write a Prisbal Erev Shemitah. And that's why he wouldn't come to the Torah if you don't have that Tavra. Rav Moshe Sternbuch, in this Sefer that he has called HaShemitah Tilchasa, Rav Moshe Sternbuch has a different approach. He says if you read the Shulchan Aruch Sam Sefer in Simen Nun, the Shuvan of Sam Sefer, where he says that my Rebbe didn't write a prosbo before Shemitah. The Sam Sefer, we have this line at the beginning of the Tshuva. It's like the fifth line on this page. Since it's a machlokas, so we pass in Kalameko Baretz Halacha Kamosu B'chutz Laretz. Right? There are some who are Meko on Shemitah Bizman Hazeh in Eretz Yisrael. And the rule is, if Kalameko Baretz Halacha Kamosu B'chutz Laretz. So therefore, you're not going to have to do a prisma, or you're not going to do a prisma before Shemitah. I should say it like that. You won't do a prisma before Shemitah because you don't have to follow the Shita of the Rush to do a prisma before Shemitah. In Chutz Laretz, you don't follow the Rush. Because Kalameko Baretz Halacha Kamosu B'chutz Laretz. In Chutz Laretz, you follow the other Shitas. That means in Eretz Yisrael, you follow the Shita of the Rush. And maybe, when Rav Nosson Adler says not to call to the Torah, someone who is not makbid on Shvius, what he means is, what Rav Nosson Adler meant, is that in Eretz Yisrael, you should be chayshish for the Rush. Now, Rav Nosson Adler lived where? Frankfurt am Main. No, you live down the block, right? So, like, what is going on? Mamish doesn't make any sense. Like, this approach of Moshe Sternbuch. But Moshe Sternbuch does say something which is somewhat interesting. We'll finish the lumdus part in like 3-4 minutes. But Moshe Sternbuch says something that's interesting, which is Azoy. There are people who are makbid like this Rush, and they're going to do frisbal now. However, he says, those who are makbid like the Rush, when they do a prisbal now, before the Haskalah of Shemitah, they use a bezdin made up of like 3 regular people. But those people who do a prisbal a year from now, before Rosh Hashanah, going into Tavshin Pei Gimel, they try to do a bezdin mamish of Gedolei Hadar. What's the difference? The difference is Azai, says Rav Moshe Sternbuch. The prosbo that you do now is only to avoid the avera of lo yigos es re'ehu. The prisma that you're doing a year from now is to cancel the debt, just to be mafki amomen. You need a bezdin chashuv to be mafki amomen. You need like a strong, powerful CRC bezdin or something like that, right? To be mafki amomen. But when it comes to just an iser, right? It's like hataras nedarim. You take three guys, you say, that's good enough, says Rav Moshe Sternberg. Because before Shemitah, when I am writing a prosbo, the issue that I'm trying to get around is the issue of demanding a chov, which is what's called an iser. And you're allowed, right? And to get around the iser, all you need is a bezin of gimel hadyotos. Yes, sir.
Well, when isn't the prosbo on year six still with a function at end of year seven?
So that's an interesting question. The Alter Rebbe Shulchan sounds like the prosbo in year six will function at end of year seven. The practice of Chasidim and Anshei Ma'aseh is that they do two prosbos. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, a friend of Rav Rafa, used to do two prosbos. You do a prosbo now. You do a prosbo, right, next year. Why do you do two prosbos? So some say you do two prosbos just in case you lent money during Shemitah. But it could be that you do two prosbos because it accomplishes two different things. Again, the Alter Rebbe and Shulchan Aruch does not say this. Alter Rebbe sounds like the first prosbo, the prosbo I do now, works the whole year. In Rav Kook in Shabbat Ha'aretz, in Perek Tes of Hilchos Shviyos, he quotes the Rosh, and he has two opinions as to whether the prosbo that you do now will work for a year from now as well. Oh.
You're saying that within the Rosh,
the Rosh sounds like you only do one, but it could be that the Rosh is, again, he's calling it Tosefta that you do it before Shviyos. But maybe we also like the other Rishayna, right? And therefore, you have to do another prose ball, right? It's Osefta, right? When do you write a prose ball? Erev Rosh Hashanah Shavuot Sa'i Shviyos. It's Osefta according to the Ramban. Now, what's wrong with doing a prose ball now? Well, A, I might lend money. It could also be it's like too far away. Like, who says, oh, what the Rav Moshe Sternbuch is getting at is that the prosbo that you write now, the prosbo of Erev Shviyos, that prosbo is only for an Isser. This can be Miyashev, or not be Miyashev, but this goes hand in hand with a Ketzos. In Choshe Mishpat Siman Samach Zayin, we have all the dinim of prosbo and all the dinim of Shemitah Ksafim. And there was a practice among Rishayim that people did not write a prosbo at all. There is a practice among Jews, they didn't write any prosbo. And the poskim say, we don't like this practice. But it was a practice. And they try to be miyashiv what the practice is based on. Maybe they're relying on those Rishonim that Shemitah Ksafim does not apply at all. Now, there is a raivin to that effect. That's what the Dr. Moshe writes. The Ramah quoted it in Simon Samasayan Sefalov. But it could be. And the Rush has this in the Truva. The Rush writes that when I came to this country, meaning when I came to Spain, so I see that the people are not writing any prosbo. And I started to scream at them, right? But no one listens to me. Later on, I realized that maybe it's ki'ilu hisnu. The Gemara being a Makis talks about, can you make a t'nai to get out of Shemitah? Right? The Gemara distinguishes between amanas shalot tashmiteni shviyas and amanas shalot tashmiteni bishviyas. No? Remember this Gemara? Like everyone learns this in seventh grade. Right? Makis. Right? When I say everyone, I don't mean everyone. A lot of people learn Makis in seventh grade. A lot of people didn't learn anything in seventh grade. A lot of people didn't learn anything until they got there at the shell. Whatever, I'm speaking in hyperbole. But the point is, The halacha is that you're not allowed to be masna al mashu plus b'tayra. You can't make a tznai that Shabbos turns apply. Masna al mashu plus b'tayra. But I can make a tznai on davar shebamama. No? If I give you an item as a shem rechinam, I can make a tznai that you're going to be chayiv with the chiyuv and mishom resacha. By davar shebamama, it's no kayim. The practice that the Rosh said is that people made a tznai where it's ki'ilu hisnu. When they would lend money to somebody else, it's ki'ilu they were saying that this gold should no longer apply. It's ki'ilu they're saying, I'm not going to demand the gold from you. And says the Rosh, that's a tznai sheba mamin, and therefore it's varv kayamin. Comes along with Tzai Sachayshin, and he says, tznai sheba mamin. But according to the Rosh, before Shemitah, now it's an Isser. Maybe you could say the end of Shemitah, it's a Tznai Sheba Mamin. Because that's talking about when the Chov will be Vatel Mavutel. But to say that the beginning of Shemitah, it is a Tznai Sheba Mamon, says the Rosh, that says, the Ketzos HaChoshen, that's very difficult. Because this time, it's only an Isser. This time I'm making a prizbol to avoid the Isser. If that's the case, it'll be mas no mashu kasa b'Torah. If I want to make a tznai that Shemitah should not apply, so the end of the year, it's a tznai on Mamon. Because the tznai is whether there is a chov. But now, I'm making a tznai that what? That I'm not going to demand it from you, and I'm not going to violate the Isser and the Torah of lo yigos. Says the Ketzais, that is davar be'isser, davar shebe'isser, and davar shebe'isser, we do not say masna mashon kasu b'Torah, where there's no heter of masna mashon kasu b'Torah by davar shebe'isser, only by tnai shebe'mamen. Can I be masna? So the point that I'm getting at is Rav Moshe Sternbuch's argument that before Shemitah, it's only an Isser, and therefore a lower level Besdin suffices. That is also what the Ketzos maintains, and therefore the Ketzos says, how on earth does the Rosh say that the reason why people don't write a Prizbol is because it says if they made a condition of Amanashal Tashmitani Bishvius, well, that condition should not help, according to the Rosh, because according to the Rosh, at the beginning of Shemitah, it's only an Isser, it's not Mamin at all. That's already the Ketzos. Okay, gentlemen, why am I talking about this? So first I'm talking about this on a practical level. Should you be writing a Prizbol now or not? So if you're Chabad, you should be writing your Prizbol now before Rosh Hashanah. If you're not Chabad, so it depends whether you wear silk when you daven the Sosfard, or you don't wear silk when you daven the Sosfard. In other words, it depends. Are you a Hecher and mention you a Jew who's striving for Chumras, or you're not a Jew who's striving for Chumras? That's on the practical level. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein wrote a Prizbol now. He was Chaka super frum, no? I think we can all admit that Rav Aaron was Orthodox, no? The holidays. But I think there are some lessons hashgachically that emerge from the sugya of Prizbol in Rosh Hashanah, both the Prizbol and the Shemitah Ksafim for next year, and the Shemitah Ksafim for this year. The Afaresh. The Yesod of Rosh Hashanah, we have Malchus, Sophronis, and Shofros. But the day is really about Malchus Hashem, no? Malchus is the centerpiece. Rav Soloveitchik used to quote from the old Chabad Hasidim that Leil Rosh Hashanah is the night when we have a coronation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The entire Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah is about Malchus. The Rav would add the word Malchus here in Yeshiva, Bidam for the Omer, Udvarcha, Malkeinu, Emes, V'kayom, Lo'ad. And you add the word Malchus. The poskim say you should not say Malchus in Yalev Yavol during benching, because you shouldn't add an extra melech in the bracha of Malchus based David, etc. But on Rosh Hashanah, since the word Malach is part of the Yisod of the Yontif, we throw the word Malach in. Malchius apprentice in Shifras, right? Imrul Fanai Malchius Kidei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem, Zechronos Kidei Shiyahu Zechonechem Mefanai, Shofaros Bameh Beshofar. How do you do it? How do you do the Malchus? Through the Shofar. Right? The idea of Rosh Hashanah is primarily Malchus. What does Malchus mean? So by Hasidim in the old Machzorim used to say that when the Rebbe of Arla of Karlin was asked to daven Shacharis for the Omer on Rosh Hashanah, as he was up to Hamelech, he couldn't get the word out. So they asked him, what's going on? So he quoted the Gemara in Gittin, with Caesar, that Imalka Ana, how come at Hashta Lokasina? How come you didn't come if I'm a king? Meaning, Be'etzam HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king all year long. But Rosh Hashanah, we declare HaKadosh Baruch Hu as king. And it's embarrassing that we didn't declare HaKadosh Baruch Hu as king until now. That's one Yisod. The other Yisod is that Ein Melech Lo Am. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king, that means that we're HaKadosh Baruch Hu's servants. That's the Yisod of Malchus. That we are not the boss. It's all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I speak about how we are not the boss, HaNeshama Lach V'Haguf Shalach, no? What we're saying is that the Ribbono Shel Olam is in charge of our body. And the Ribbono Shel Olam is in charge of our neshama. B'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha. B'chol nafshecha means in that pasuk in Kriyat Shema, afilu who knows what's nafshecha, even if you're going to die. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything. But yesh lecha ben adam shememono chavav olav yosir migufa. There are people, right? There used to be a joke, there was a TV show years ago, Red Skeleton. So Red Skeleton, a robber comes over to him and he says, your money or your life? And he has to think for a while. Good kasha, no? Yesh adam shememono chavav olav yosir migufa. The yisod of Rosh Hashanah and Shviyas is that we are avodim, we are batal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are not in control, it's all up to Hashem, he's the king, he's the master. He's the master on our guf, he's the master on our neshama, and on Shemitah, we emphasize b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, u'b'chol me'odecha, and the mammon. That's the yisod. That the money does not belong to us. And that's why Shemitah nullifies the loan, to demonstrate it's not ours. But the Rosh is adding a dimension. The Shemitah, excuse me, the end of Shemitah, that's when the loan becomes nullified. But the beginning of Shemitah, I'm not allowed to demand, even though it's really mine. Now, what does that mean, Hashgafik? So I think that means, Azoi, that even stuff which is ours, where we think is ours, when we stand in front of the Ribbono Shel Olam Rosh Hashanah, we stand there, kedalim u'kerashim, right? We're poor people. Ke'oni ba'pesach. Right? It's like our hands are out. We want to just get. We don't deserve anything. The Ani has no right to demand. We don't deserve anything. Even stuff, right? You go to work, you earn a living, it's not really yours. It's really the Ribbono Shel Olam's. And the Rosh is saying that the Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of Shemitah, shows that even those things which al pi choshen mishpat, al pi law, you worked for it, you think you get it. But Rosh Hashanah of Haskalas Hashviyas tells me it ain't yours. Not, right? The end of Shemitah is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows it in the starker way. He takes it away from you. But the beginning of Shemitah, the Ribbono Shel Olam tells us, says the Rosh, don't demand it. You're not allowed to demand. Because you got to realize that you're Ka'ani B'Pesach. You have no right to demand anything. Right? When we stand up on Rosh Hashanah and we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a good year, for our families, for whatever, for the whole planet, the entire planet is so messed up at this point. Right? Well, we have no right to demand. We can't say, oh, God, give us. Right? We have no right to demand. We have to recognize that's all up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lo yigois es re'ehu. We have no right to demand it, even though hasvara no senes that we're entitled. Right? Come on. Of course we're entitled. But why do we need to suffer so much? I'm entitled to a better year. God, this year was quite stinky. No? I'm entitled to something better. But we can't demand. That's my understanding of the Rush. What the Rush is saying is that there's an Isser to be Toveya. Lo yigois es re'ehu. And the fact that these Yisurim begin on Rosh Hashanah, I think, demonstrates to us part of the Yisod of Rosh Hashanah. Now, Rav Soloveitchik is going to Nefesh HaRav that as a Yochid, there's a din of Ka'ani B'Pesach. But when the Baal Tefillah davens for the Amud, I think we have some Baal Tefillah in the room, but I'm not looking at anybody. When the Baal Tefillah davens for the Amud, the Baal Tefillah is demanding. Because the Yochid is not entitled, but the Tzibur is entitled. And that's why the Tzibur, that's davens, right? That's why the individuals daven all bent over. But the Shatz has a right to say, we deserve it. Right? We deserve it. The Yisod of principle is, as a Yachid, lo yigois es re'ehu. But I give the Chayiv over to Bezdin, it becomes an inyan of Tziburi, so then you're allowed to demand it. Once it becomes an inyan shel Tzibur, then you have a right to say, magi alei. That's the Hashgafa, as I understand it, according to the Rush, and why I think this inyan of reigning of Prisbal before Rosh Hashanah of Tavshin Pei Beis actually touches on some of the important lessons of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, gentlemen, questions, comments, observations?
Did I write one?
I did not write one yet. In the last couple of Shemitahs, I would write a Prisbal before Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah. But my family is Chabad, so I can have an excuse. I come from like 7 generations of Chabad. Right, what can we do? That's a longer conversation. But okay, Chavra, have a wonderful day.
And Wednesday, Thursday is normal need to share?
I think Thursday will do need to share this week.